Gloria laus et honor tibi sit, Rex Christe Redemptor, cui puerile decus, prompsito sana pius.
November 24, 2019, Luke 23:35-43 is the high feast of Christ King. The people stayed there watching. As for the leaders, they jeered at him with the words, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers mocked him too, coming up to him, offering him vanguard, and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging there abused him, "And you, not the Christ? Save yourself and us as well." But others spoke up and rebuked him. "Have you no fear of God at all?" he said. "You got the same sentence as he did, but in our case we deserved it. We are paying for what we did, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He answered him, "In truth I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Before we enter the new church year, the church celebrates the kingdom of Christ. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, as Jesus testified before Pilate. And indeed, the Lord rules his kingdom differently than we usually know from the mighty of the earth. The kings of the earth oppress the people, lets us know Jesus, and then guides his disciples on how authority is to be exercised in his kingdom. "Whoever wants to be the greatest among you, be to all servants." Our King reigns down from the cross. There God showed us how far his love goes, that he himself is the greatest love, who even gives a life for his enemies. In doing so, the Lord breaks all false claims to power, all abuses of power, for he has forever set an example himself and shown what true rule means. Whoever is one of the great in this kingdom of the Lord must be like the Lord, in whose life that love must shine up, which has enabled the Lord to pray on the cross for his enemies. The kingdom of the Lord is therefore a kingdom of love and truth. The leading men of the Jewish people did not understand this. A king who does not show his power by external strength, who does nothing against to deal with him as they please, provokes their ridicule. This is all the more true for them when he claims to be the Son of God, God's elect. He should prove it and save himself from this hopeless situation, say that. The soldiers, who are at the service of the external power of a ruler, did the same to him. Faced with the Lord's external helplessness, they too were tempted to mock him and to humiliate him. Even one of the criminals who was crucified with him felt superior to him and joined the chorus of mockers. But the Lord was silent. Only one of these raw men felt something of the mystery of the Lord's love on the cross. Even burdened with guilt, he was a consolation to the Lord, one who defended him, one who recognized that they were crucifying an innocent man, one who opened his heart to the Lord and believed in the Lord. "Remember mine when you come into your kingdom. How much we sinners are going to recognize us in him, and how much comfort it is to us that the Lord said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Our Lord is the King who graciously forgives the sinners, who prays for his tormentors. He possesses a kingdom in which all men are invited. You can enter this kingdom through him who is the greatest of love, God himself. The heart of Jesus is wide open. Jesus is the door to this kingdom. We human beings only need to accept his love and follow him into his kingdom. He offers himself to all peoples. On the cross he paid for all sins. Jesus, our true King. I will now conclude this meditation and hurry to the cross here in Jerusalem, thanking the Lord for not descending from the cross and for redeeming us human beings. I take all those with me who listen to me in the speeches and bring the Lord thanks and adoration of us all. And I will take with me those who do not know him, even mock him. And we have not to forget, the best is yet to come, when we will be with him in his kingdom for eternity.
The song of today is a worship song to Christ King. Glory, praise and honor to you, Christ King and Redeemer. To you the people, shouting for joy, offered his Hosanna.
Israel es tu rex, David es et inclita proles, nomine qui in domini, rex benedicte venis. Certus in excelsis, te laudat celicus omnis, et mortalis homo, et cum ta creata simul. Gloria laus et honor tibi sit, Rex Christe Redemptor, cui pueri ledecus, promsito sana pium. Plebse beati bi, palmis obvia venit, cum precebo tuumnis, ad somos exetibi, it ibi pasuro, solvebant munia lauri, nos tibi regnanti, pangemus exemelus. Gloria laus et honor tibi sit, Rex Christe Redemptor, promsito sana pium. Gloria laus et honor tibi sit, Rex Christe Redemptor, cui pueri ledecus, Prompsit Hosanna.